coming up on All Access.
Let's go, baby! Let's go! Made by Brady. Short drop. Throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab. Across the goal line for a Patriots touchdown. Touchdown, Patriots. Touchdown, Patriots. Touchdown, Patriots.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
You got a long way to go, but you earned it, fellas. You earned it. You don't get anything for nothing.
I think we all kind of saw the signs of it come together. I don't know if we saw quite, 55 points, but, we saw the execution getting better and better, and it certainly showed up in the game on Sunday.
The fate of our season is in our own hands. What more could you ask? We have as good an opportunity as anybody else. Now, what we do with it, we're going to have to earn it. So we're going to see what we're made of.
Great timing for the Patriots as they put together their most impressive performance in the week leading into their bye. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. It was the most points allowed and the most yards given up by a Steeler defense ever. Finally, the Patriots offense exploded. And now a team that has battled injuries over 9 weeks has a chance to rest and get rejuvenated for the stretch run. Let's kick things off with an inside look at the victory over Pittsburgh.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's do it the right way. Let's go.
Smart, fast, and nasty. Smart, fast, and nasty. 103, 1, 2, 3.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Unleash your will against them. The four corners, relentless, nonstop, and we'll be victorious. But we gotta do it together. We gotta do it together. We gotta believe in one another.
Good 60 minutes.
Went in a deep drop, looking to throw. Pops in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Like we talked about.
Second practice.
Do your job, be in the right spot, we'll make plays.
Play fake by Brady. Short drop. Throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab. Across the goal line. Tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown.
Way to go, fellas. Way to go, Gronker.
Brady with a play fake. Drops back deep. Rolls right under pressure. Fired to the far side. Catch made by Ridley, who's pummeled by Polamalu. Ball came loose. A fumble recovery for Pittsburgh. Shotgun snap to Roethlisberger. Pocket collapsing. Steps up. Floats one to the end zone. Catch made. Touchdown, Jericho Country.
Leave it on the field, right? Move on from that one, okay? Move on from that one.
Well, we got to make up some ground here now. Let's go.
Hey, we see what kind of mental toughness we got, guys.
Brady on the drop. Firing left. Looking to the end zone. Catch is made. Touchdown, Patriots. What a play by Aaron Dodson.
Way to go, eh? That's what we need right there.
We got to stay out there and get points, fellas. We got to do it.
There's Tom Brady, pulls away, hands it off to Ridley. Hesitates through the line, lunging forward. What an effort. Touchdown, Patriots.
Nice shot, buddy. That's what
I told you. I told you, buddy. Way to go, huh?
Keep scoring now. We're going to keep scoring.
Now Brady with a play fake, throwing it deep down the left side for a wide open Aaron Dodson. Makes the grab, peeling to the 30, on the run to the 20. He is end zone bound. Touchdown, Patriots!
Great job, man. I saw that hand.
Way to go. That was a big one.
7-2.
All right, congratulations, man. Good job. We got a lot of football left. Seven wins is great, but it ain't going to get anything. Okay, seven wins will not get anything in this league. We need a lot more than that. All right, so we got a long way to go, but you earned it, fellas. You earned it. You don't get anything for nothing.
Hi, I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub. You've just enjoyed scenes from last Sunday at Gillette, where the Patriots honored the latest franchise to win a world championship here in New England. And it's striking how many similarities there are between those Sox honored pregame and the Pats who shined in-game, namely their resourcefulness and their relentlessness. Though the Patriots have sustained numerous injuries, they sprint into their bye week at 7-2 with a two-game lead within the AFC Eastern Division. And though it won't be easy coming out of the break, still, there is plenty of reason to believe they have what it takes to bring yet another championship trophy back to Foxborough. And that's the view from the booth. For Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soucy.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, the bye is here, and it's time to sit down with the coach and talk to Coach Belichick. Coach, congratulations on the big win against the Steelers. Point production, though, I mean, we've been talking about your offense, moving in and out week to week. You guys get 55 on the board. I know you wish you could have exploded earlier in the year and scored that many, but when you score like that and you see you guys win as a team, how much does that demonstrate to the team that, you know what, this is what we can do when we execute?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the message that, you know, that we all got. And we had a good week of practice. Our execution and our timing were better in practice than what they had been. So I think we all kind of saw the signs of it coming together. I don't know if we saw quite, you know, 55 points, but, you know, we saw the execution getting better and better, and it certainly showed up in the game on Sunday against the Steelers. It was a good, you know, that's still a good defensive football team, and I thought that, you know, our execution and, you know, our ability to be balanced, to run the ball, play action passes, third down, red area, make some big plays, that all those things came together for us.
You mentioned red area right there. Since Rob Gronkowski has returned, you've been in the red area 14 times. I think you've scored 10 touchdowns. Is that just a common chance that, hey, Rob's back, we're better in the red area, or are you executing better in the red area overall?
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination. Having Rob back certainly helps, but I think overall what we're doing down there also helps. And, you know, we had some good runs from Steven and from LeGarrette, and they ran through some tackles to get the ball in the end zone. So, you know, that's part of it too, just everybody doing a good job down there. We got good execution from really the whole offensive team.
I'll talk about Stephen Ridley. I've sat here before with you, and you've talked about having short-term memory, both good and bad. But that play by Troy Polamalu right there on the sideline, it was such a bang-bang play. They ruled that the ball was a fumble. You put Stephen right back in there, and he runs hard for you after that. Talk about that play and his performance after that.
Well, you know, Stephen always runs hard. I don't think there's any question about that. He's a downhill runner that when he can get behind his pads, you know, almost always gains positive yardage and can break some tackles. He has good quickness in the hole as well. You know, Polamalu made a great play on that. He just timed it perfectly to when Ridley turned around. He was able to, you know, punch the ball out. I know Steven never really even saw him. And, you know, it was you know, a good play by Pittsburgh. We had to take care of the ball, but, you know, you have to give him credit on that one. I thought his timing and you know, his hands on the ball were excellent.
Thanks, Coach. Good stuff. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk more about the bye. More of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we'll explain what's behind Brandon Bolden's love of the game of football.
It gives you a chance to be a kid all over again. And let's go out there and play football with your best friends.
And later, we sit down with quarterback Tom Brady.
We've got our most important football ahead of us. So it feels good to be 7-2, but 7 wins doesn't get you anything in the NFL. We're going to have to go out there and earn the rest of them.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by GEICO.
What I love about the game of football is it gives you a chance to be a kid all over again. And let's go out there and play football with your best friends. And that's pretty much what I've developed on this team is best friends and just like going out there and playing with them.
Sets up a screen to Bolden near side, running it past the 20, across the 25, and off to Bolden, runs it left, runs it to the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
Playing football in the pros is a lot different from playing with a kid. But on game day, that's the day where you're being a kid all over again. To this day, I don't see a big difference between walking out at the age of 9 or 10 to being 23 and walking out into a professional stadium. It's still the anxiety of what the other team's going to bring. It's the excitement of playing in front of your friends and family. And it's that same butterfly feeling you get as a kid, I still get to this day. My mom and dad weren't that excited about the first idea of me playing football. It was just a mom being a mom and a dad just agreeing with the mom to try to just keep peace. But my parents were just afraid of me getting hurt. And now that I've made it this far, my parents still afraid of me still getting hurt.
Bolden runs it to the right side, accelerated past the 40, in a foot race to midfield. Bolden trying to pull away at the 35-30. The
most influential person in me playing football would have to be my grandfather, Frank Pitts. Since I started playing sports, he always stayed on me to play football. He won two Super Bowls. He played in Super Bowl I and they lost to the Green Bay Packers, and played in Super Bowl IV against the Minnesota Vikings and they won. And so he kind of used those as motivation for me. Those two rings symbolize greatness in my book, and I want to be great just like him.
Brandon Bolden has been part of a successful running back by committee approach to the Patriots' ground game so far this season. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. As we mentioned at the top of the show, the bye comes at a perfect time for the Patriots. Dan Roach explains.
After a dominating 55-31 win over the Steelers Sunday here in Foxborough, the Patriots sit at 7-2 as they hit their bye week. And after going at football for three straight months, having a week off is more than welcome.
No matter young or old, you still want to let that body rest because nobody's body is really meant to go through what we go through each week.
I think it's always good to just clear your head a little bit. We've been at it hard for, 9 weeks now. So for us, it's been a little bit long. But, there's still a lot of football left to be played, so we can't completely check out of it.
Just trying to get the body recouped, get some treatment. A little bit of rest, and got to get the house winterized. Got to get it ready for winter, clean up some leaves, put the patio furniture away, those kind of things.
Brady has it in front. Forward into the end zone. Didn't give up on the play. He's got a touchdown for the Patriots.
Meanwhile, the 55 points the Pats put up Sunday were the fifth highest single game total in team history, something that the offense hopes to build on.
I think we're just playing team ball. People are getting healthy. And some of our key players are coming back. So I'm liking the direction that we're going, but we still have a lot of work to do and we still have to keep improving.
The Patriots are 7-2 with seven games left, with a date in Carolina a week from Monday night. And they realize November and December are critical.
There's a lot of room for improvement. I think that if you look at the two games that we didn't win, there's a lot of things in those games that were kind of similar. So really just trying to have a full four-quarter victory is something that we're still striving to have. I don't think we've done it yet.
This is when real football starts in November, where you make that push, and this is when we want to start playing good.
And the Patriots have done that in recent seasons. In fact, since 2010, they're 24-1 over the second half of seasons, including their win over Pittsburgh on Sunday. We'll see if that trend continues a week from Monday night in Carolina against the Panthers. From the CBS scene in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for our High School Coach of the Week, and we congratulate Watertown High School's John Kakachi. The Raiders scored 17 straight fourth-quarter points to knock off Triton for their first playoff victory in school history. Presenting the award is Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Watertown High School football program in the name of John Kakachi.
1, 2, 3, family!
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, so we're at the midway point of the season. So we asked the fellas, who has been the biggest surprise of the season so far?
How about Chris Jones? Wasn't even here during training camp. Now he leads all rookies in sacks, plays as many reps on defense as anyone else. He's got to be the guy.
Steve Gregory has been a different player this season. A year ago, it seemed like fans wanted to run him out of town. All they talked about was his missed tackles. But this year, he's been making big plays, big hits up in the box. He's basically the strong safety, and he started to play like it. Now we're lamenting his loss rather than trying to run him out of town.
All right, two excellent choices, but I'm going to add a third. How about Joe Valano, the rookie out of Maryland? This guy has done a great job filling in just as much as Chris Jones has. And I tell you what, this is a two-time captain at Maryland, so he has the chops. He has the ability to come in there and step in as a leader just as much as he is a run stopper. All right, again, enough about what I think. What do you think? I want you guys to hit me up at patriots.com/PCP debate. Who do you think the biggest surprise of the season is so far? I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back. Coach rejoins me right now as we touch more on the bye week. It's obviously not the exact midway point. You're actually past that a little bit, but I talk to you every week and you like something else, something different about your football team. What's the one thing you like most about the team right now when you sit there at 7-2?
Well, I'd say that we've improved, you know, that we've gotten better each week since the beginning of the season. It hasn't always shown up on the scoreboard or in the results, but it shows up on a consistent basis that we're trying to work hard. We're trying to improve. We're trying to get better at the things that we're not doing as well. We're paying attention to the little things. And, you know, like the two-minute drive at the end of the half against Pittsburgh was, you know, a play where we got a first down, then we got going, then we got into scoring range, and we ended up getting the ball in the end zone. So, you know, there were a lot of elements of that that had to go right, and they did, and we were able to get those 7 points right before the half. So just little things like that that just continually get better. We still have a long way to go. I don't think we're where we can be, but I think we made a lot of progress. If we can keep working hard and stay at it like we have, I think that hopefully our best football is in front of us.
Red Sox had a great weekend, had the parade on Saturday. You guys honored them before the game. I thought it was a really cool moment. National anthem, you're standing there, and it's Victorino and Buchholz on the two sides. But I've talked to you before about karma and chemistry. You know, having that team around and, you know, you see what they've gone through. And it's not a superstar-laden team, but it seems like that team came together. You wish any of that rubs off on your team as far as – and how important is chemistry to a team?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take all we can get. It looked like they had quite a bit of it. So, yeah, I talked to those guys, some of them before the game, and, you know, asked them if they could, you know, share a little of the karma with us. And I think they did. So, no, it's good. And, look, anytime you have everybody pulling together, you know, in the same direction, pulling the rope the same way, you're going to pull, you're going to get further, you're going to pull harder. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And I feel that our team has done a good job of that. We've dealt with a lot of things over the course of the year, but, you know, we've tried to stay focused, you know, push through those situations and get to the task at hand, which is playing good football and, you know, winning on Sundays.
I think you're really starting to do that. All right, it's time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Richard H. Wants to talk about the bye. It's first instituted, I think, in the year 1990, and you've been in the game for a while since that. But when your schedule comes out and you see the bye there, how much does that change, you know, how you plan things and how you get your football team ready? Or do you have to kind of wait before you get maybe 2 or 3 weeks ahead of that bye to kind of see where you are?
Yeah, well, I think unless the bye comes real early in the second, third, fourth week, something like that, yeah, that's not what you want. But if that's when it comes, you can kind of plan for it. But if when it comes in the middle of the year, I think it's more a situation where 2 or 3 weeks before you can, you know, start to see where your team's at, kind of look at the, you know, how the games before it stack up and, you know, what maybe what's ahead of you when you come back from the bye and do a little bit of planning that way. But, you know, more than anything, it's just a week to week. We're just trying to win every week and not look too far ahead. But, you know, I think there is, you know, a little tiny bit of planning that from a staff you can do relative to when that break occurs as you get closer to it.
All right, speaking of the bye, we're going to be back doing these shows for hopefully a ton of more weeks. And if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter. Do it at Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. We're going to take a look at the Steeler game, a bunch of the big plays when the Bell Strader.
Yeah, we had them in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. So, you know, everybody contributed in that game, and, you know, I think that's why the results were good. We got contributions from all areas.
Good stuff. That was a great win. All right, stay right there. We'll be back with the Bell Strader later in the show, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Scott Solak chats with Tom Brady.
You don't take it for granted, and this has all happened in the blink of an eye, and it's
my 14th year, but it feels like my first.
And later, we go behind the scenes as the world champion Boston Red Sox Victory Tour visits Foxborough.
Hey, can we just run off?
Yeah, do it!
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. Embrace your bold side with the new Subway Sriracha Chicken Melt. Our boldest flavor yet. Subway, be bold, eat fresh. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, and here we are at the bye. It's week 9, and the quarterback, Tom Brady, joins me now. All right, 9 weeks in. Without getting into detail of everything you've had to juggle through 9 weeks, how good was it to lay 55 on a team like Pittsburgh? You played pretty good against them.
Yeah, well, I think our whole team really rallied last week and realized we had the bye coming up. We put everything we could into the week, and as we normally do, it just turned out the execution had been a lot better last Sunday than it had been the previous 8 Sundays. So it was a good performance. Hopefully we can build on it. We've got our most important football ahead of us. So it feels good to be 7-2, but 7 wins doesn't get you anything in the NFL. We're going to have to go out there and earn the rest of them.
Is it good to sit here at the bye and not have me ask you, hey, how close is Rob to coming back? With Rob Gronkowski back, seems like he opens up a lot for you guys offensively.
He would do a lot for a lot of teams offensively. He's that kind of player. He has that caliber of skill set. And what he does for our team, his most importantly, his enthusiasm, his energy, him being Gronk. I mean, I think that's a really important thing for us. And he brings a lightness to a playing football attitude to our team. And that's why the fans love him. That's why we love him. And you know, now that he's had a few games under his belt, he's knocked some of the nerves off. And you know, now it's just about getting back to playing football.
I've heard the owner say this. I don't think he's ever had a bad day, talking about 87. Has he ever had a bad day?
Not many.
What happened last year, right?
Yeah, I know. Not many. He's fought through. He's a tough kid. And I'd say that. He's mentally tough, physically tough. But he is a very happy-go-lucky personality. So he's in a locker room, and there's, you grow up with all brothers like he did. And I'm sure it was a rowdy household, and this probably feels like his house with all of his buddies around now in the locker room. So it's a great environment. We got a good solid group of guys and a good core group of guys that, you know, try to keep the younger players in check.
All right, you kind of had to reset some things this year. I want to go back to last spring. Obviously, Rob was injured, was dealing with some things still. Aaron was still hurt. Wes, no longer there. In comes number 80, Danny Amendola. Danny Woodhead's gone. What was your mindset last spring?
That we have to do whatever it takes to win games. And I think that's, there's been a lot of parts that have changed over the years. It's just the way the NFL is. And no one feels sorry for the New England Patriots. I've said that. And no one ever will feel sorry for the New England Patriots. And we have to take it upon ourselves to produce the outcome of the season that we want. And the guys that are here, that's who we go with. And it turns out that 3 rookie receivers made the team. Danny is on the team. Julian was here. Got contributions from Mike this year, at tight end, and with Gronk being out for the first 6 weeks. Matt Mulligan came in, has done a great job. The backs have really carried the load. The offensive line has been the strength for us, and it's a great group, smart guys that really work hard, that put the time in and do great in the run game, do great in the pass game, and they're the strength of our team, right? You know, those guys up front, Wendy, Logan, and Nate and Danny Connolly, and now Sebastian with Sebastian L. Marcus. Is a great group.
All right, calling the games, we have access to you guys prior to the game, and we've done this before. We sit here at the bye week. We talk every bye week. Going back to preseason, we were in Detroit, team hotel, sat down, talked to you before that game. Something was different with you. I saw a spark, not a sparkle in your eye, but you seem rejuvenated here at 36. What drives you? What made you feel the way you did at Detroit, where you sat there for over an hour and just talked about football with us? It was a pretty cool night.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, I think you don't take it for granted. And this has all happened in the blink of an eye. And
It's my 14th year, but it feels like
this
my
is
first.
No blink. I mean,
it feels
14
like 14
years.
You know,
yeah, yeah, that's great.
It's because there's so much challenge, and the NFL doesn't stop for anybody. I mean, we're all passing through here, and I'm just enjoying my experience and being able to be the quarterback for this team and to go out there and lead the team every week. There's nothing better. So you got to earn it, though, and I think you got to put the work in, and you got to get as a veteran player, you take on a different role, and you try to pass on your experience to younger players and be a role model, a mentor for those guys. So just like I had guys do that for me. So it always takes on something different every year, and there's a challenge, and you got to meet the challenge.
It's funny. The line is constant. You're the constant. It always goes back to the young guys. I want to go back to that final drive against the Saints. A lot of people had you dead in the water twice, including myself, prior to that 70-yard drive. How important was that drive, not only to the young guys, but to the offense in total?
Yeah. I would say it's that situation, and you look at a situation where it's, I'd say, desperate, and there was no panic, and there was no loss of composure or poise by anybody. And that's really been a strength of our team. There's some mental toughness on our team. We've dealt with a lot. And we fought through some pretty tough circumstances, losing particular players. That's the way the NFL is, and it's to win these games on a weekly basis. You got to be mentally tough, and we're finding ways to do it. It's a little bit different every week, but the only thing that matters in the end is whether you win or lose. And I think that's the most important thing at 7-2 in the bye week, to reevaluate where we're at, and so that we can play our best football going forward.
Coach said that in the locker room right after the game last week. 7-win gets you nothing in this league. You're halfway home. How hard is that to translate to young guys, to keep these guys going? Because this is a tough stretch. Now come the winter months.
It is. And the college seasons would have been long over at this point. It's basically our 13th game. And whether a young player or, you know, veteran player, this is what it's all about. This is why you play. This is why, you know, you do all those things to train and prepare yourself for what's ahead of us now. And the fate of our season is in our own hands. What more could you ask? And I think that's the fun part, that's the challenging part, is that we have as good an opportunity as anybody else. Now, what we do with it, we're going to have to earn it. So we're going to see what we're made of. And I think that's the exciting part for all of us.
We continue our conversation with the Patriots quarterback next week. The subject matter, Brady's backups.
I mean, his athleticism, I mean, he had what it takes and to be successful, still does. I mean, he's awesome.
What a treat it was here at Gillette Stadium last Sunday as Robert Kraft and the Pats honored the World Series champion Boston Red Sox. The local sports teams have been fortunate of late with lots of opportunities to celebrate titles, and the latest one came just before the Pats beat the Steelers.
You honor us by being here today, and I hope some of the karma runs off. And,
can't wait to see ours. It's just hinting a lot of iron on this.
Have you ever gone worst to first? You've never been worst.
For Red Sox third base coach Brian Butterfield, a native of Maine, the smiles were wide all day long.
You spelt it wrong. It's F-A-C-E.
Butterface.
Yep.
Especially when he caught up with Bill Belichick.
Hey, can we just run off?
Yeah, do it!
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Time to get into the Belustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Hey, Coach, another big win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Take a look at a couple plays from the Sunday game that got you to 55 points in a big win.
Well, we had some plays in all three phases of the game, and, you know, this was a big play for us defensively. The first turnover on the strip sack by Rob Ninkovich. So the Steelers are here in an empty formation, and you know, Roethlisberger is trying to go up on top here to a slant route. Coverage is pretty good, and then Brandon Spikes is working into the passing lane there. So then when he holds the ball and tries to, you know, reload it, then Rob comes in there, makes the sack, gets a strip sack. So once again, good coverage leads to good pass rush. Good pass rush leads to, in this case, a strip sack or a turnover. There's really not, you know, nobody to throw to there. And we'll take a look at the same play from the end zone. You can kind of see how it unfolds. The other good part about this play is the way that Rob makes the play on the quarterback, mm-hmm. you know, kind of bear hugging Roethlisberger from behind and punching the ball out as he secures the tackle, which, you know, we all know Ben's a hard guy to get on the ground.
Seems like number 50, we're always talking about these type of plays, whether it's one point or another, but a big game where he finds a knack to get to the quarterback and get that strip sack.
You betcha. He does a real good job with ball awareness, and here he, you know, beats the cut block, and there's the tackle. And, you know, a lot of guys would just, you know, probably make the tackle there and it'd be a sack, but, you know, Rob's able to get that left hand in there and punch the ball through. And you can see it's out, you know, right there. And then Joe Valano gets on it for the fumble recovery. So that was a big stop for us.
Good lane responsibility, too. And, you know, even going back to the sideline where you see there's coverage, Ben's looking for an area to run, and you guys had nice containment right across the front.
Right. Yeah, there's really nowhere to step up to. You know, then after we got stopped on the goal line, this was another huge play for us with, you know, Brandon this time, Spikes coming right up the middle and kind of creating an edge there inside. You know, I think Roethlisberger feels a little pressure in the end zone and puts it up there. And you know, Devin shows his range here coming from the middle of the field. Goes up and high points, makes a good play on the ball. And, you know, this is a situation right here that we talk a lot about that, you know, as long as both the defender and the receiver are looking back to try to play the ball, then the contact is incidental or their feet tangle or whatever it is. That's not a call. It's only when one player isn't looking for the ball. So, you know, Alfonso is trying to play the ball here. Devin comes over, high points, and, you know, makes a big interception for us. And then, of course, so, you know, with the score 27-24 at the end of the third quarter, you know, this is a play that kind of thought changed the, you know, the situation in the game a little bit. Pittsburgh brings their gunners in tight to handle the punt rush. And then we actually, you know, have a return set up here. So, on the return, it starts with, of course, blocking the gunners and not really letting them get downfield. And then, you know, Julian does a nice job here on the ball handling. But, you know, we'll see in the end zone here, the coverage kind of gets displaced. We do a pretty good job of trying to tying these guys up at the line of scrimmage, getting the gunners. And then, you know, Julian's able to, you know, make the snapper miss there in the open field. And turn into a big play and, you know, set up a touchdown here right at the start of the fourth quarter, which ended up giving us a 10-point lead, which was, you know, really a huge play in the game.
That's huge emotion, huge element to the offense that, you know, you talk about chemistry, this, that, and the other. Somebody makes a great play on special teams that really gets you off the sidelines as an offense.
Right. And here's the same play from the end zone again. So there's the double team on the gunner, you know, on both sides. So they're held up pretty good. And you know, we're doing a pretty good job of being physical in there at the line of scrimmage and making them work to get off the line. And then when they do release, you can see that there's a lot of displacement here and here. Now, you know, we leave the snapper for the returner. We don't block him, and that's the guy that, you know, hopefully our returner can make miss, and Julian does a good job of that. So there's the alley right there, and just, you know, does a nice job on the kicker and,
that takes some guts, too. I mean, you're catching that ball. You're trying to concentrate on the ball coming down. You see a lot of yellow and white coming at you. You got to have a different mentality when you get up in there.
Oh, you sure do. But kind of like that, if you can just make one guy miss and split it, then, you know, there's a lot of space there.
All right, moving on. You got the defense right here for Pittsburgh, and, of course, you're in the gun.
Yeah, this is a third and 14 play. So, you know, a long yardage play. And, you know, we talked about the third down conversions or lack of them in the past couple weeks. But, you know, here we have a little you know, a short route here by the slot, and then Gronkowski comes in behind that, so we end up with a three-level pattern here. And, you know, it looks like Pittsburgh is in a zone coverage, but Ryan Clark comes over to try to help here on Gronkowski, and he's just too far inside, can't get out to make the play. So, you know, it's a big third down conversion for us here on, you know, third and 14 to, you know, to pick this up and kind of change field position with it as well. You know, nice distribution on the route, good throw by Tom, and And, you know, good play by Rob.
Tom did a great job all day taking care of the guys, keeping the ball out in front of them as far as accuracy. It's great stuff right there. It's a great way to actually end the Belastrator here at the bye. I know it's been a long first half of the season for you. Thanks for joining us during the bye. I know you're not going away. You're going to do some self-scouting. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Belastrator. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam. Celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Pictures All Access, everyone, in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, and we are at the halfway point. So here we go. Assess this football team. They are 7-2. They are legit 7-2. But how would you assess them so far?
Yeah, I would think, heading into the season, people wouldn't be too surprised with that record. Now, based on how they played for a lot of that first half, I think you sat there and said, you know, they're 4-2, they're 5, 6-2. I mean, how is this team 6-2? But when you look at it, they just find ways to avoid the mistakes that cost you games. They very rarely beat themselves. They take the ball away, and they generally protect it. It's a good formula to win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how have they done it? I'd say I like their mental toughness. I think they're well coached. I think in those crucial situations, that those 1, 2, 3 plays a game that often decide the outcome, they're making those plays. I think they're depth players that have been called on to rise up and play more, have done a nice job for them. That gets you a 7-2 record and in great position going forward.
There were times early on in the season where we questioned this offense, but now they put up 55 points against Pittsburgh. Do we still have those same concerns?
I do. And certainly encouraged by this performance because for the first time all season, it looked a little bit like we thought it might. And, you know, you can't escape the fact that you have Rob Gronkowski healthy, Danny Amendola healthy. Only the second time all year both of those guys were on the field together. They knocked off some rust in the first one. And this one you saw, I also don't want to ignore the fact that Pittsburgh played one of the worst defensive games I've ever seen an NFL team play. I mean, just guys running free throughout the game from the first quarter all the way to the fourth quarter. But I'm very encouraged, Steve, because finally that passing game looked a little bit like what we're used to seeing Tom Brady. I'm not expecting 55 points, and I'm not expecting 430 yards every week, but we saw signs of what could come if these guys can stay healthy.
I think more than anything for them, it's confidence building, especially going into the bye. 2 weeks to sort of have that type of performance to sort of build that confidence. But just as I would say, Steve, don't get too low after maybe a disappointing game or a bad offensive performance. Don't get too high after just one. You got to string those together.
It's nice to be where they are in the bye week, though. I'll tell you that right now. All
right,
let's look at the other side of the ball. And let's talk about the special teams as well. Special teams and defense.
Defensively, obviously, you're banged up. And, you know, it's coming at a good time when you have the offense seeming like maybe they're ready to turn the corner. I still have my concerns, but I think you're going to need to get 30 points because now you're down at the end of the Steelers game. I think you had 6 starters not on the field, and it's really, really hard. And I know Mike and I have sort of gone back and forth with the depth situation, but I'm looking at the run defense, and I'm looking at the yardage this team is suddenly giving up. 2 of the last 3 games, they've allowed 30 to a Jets offense that can't score and 31 to a Pittsburgh offense that can't score. That, to me, is concerning.
Yeah, Paul focused on the defense, so I'll go with special teams, Steve. Not the way you draw it up, opening up a game, giving up a 40-yard kickoff return. Those coverage units have sprung some leaks in recent weeks. I think that's why they signed Laquan Williams, the former Baltimore Raven, who, if we remember, in the 2011 AFC Championship game, forced a fumble on a kickoff return against the Patriots in that game. 7 penalties on special teams overall in the last 3 games. So while there's encouraging signs with the offense that we talked about, I think defense, special teams, coverage-wise, those are areas to watch going forward as potential
concerns.
And maybe,
concerns. Steve, with all the injuries, maybe you're seeing some of those guys that generally just play special teams being more of a factor on defense, and that's affecting the coverage.
Dane Fletcher, a good example of that.
All right, let's talk about big picture here. AFC is wide open. Patriots are pretty much in the driver's seat right now, and what do you think?
Yeah, it's funny. I had a friend sent me an email last week and saying how, well, the bye's pretty much out of the picture. And then 1 week later, if the season ended today, they have a bye. So I don't know how anybody thought they were so far out of it, from 1 week to the next. But you look at it, and everybody's got flaws, And now you have Denver, who a lot of people think is the best team, dealing with the health status of John Fox. And I think that's an enormous factor going forward. I think that's a difficult thing mentally for a team to have to deal with. Kansas City is looking for offense. You know, the Colts, I think, are pretty tough. They lost Reggie Wayne, which was a big part of their offense. Everybody's got flaws, Steve. So it turns into one of those, you know, why not the Patriots? We know that they have the coaching, and we know they have the quarterback play and the mental toughness that Mike talked about. Why not?
All right, guys. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds after the bye week. Yes, that's exactly right. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.